I've just read something in two or three sources, including A Course in Miracles and 4,000 Weeks, and at least one other before those. They're all about living in the moment. Now you need to concentrate. Read this slowly. For me, they were. They're now in my past. For them, they exist, but as inanimate items, it's all they can do. For you, they, if not already in your past, are in the future, or more exactly, your future, as you've not encountered them yet. This is just an example. The thing is, we spend most, or in some cases, all of our lifespan living not in the now, but in the past. Everything we know is what has gone before. Even if you read this, the last sentences and this one are past and gone. They're in the trail, the timeline you leave behind, which, like a blockchain, cannot be undone, unraveled, changed, or rebuilt. The next sentence you read in your now is already in my past. And as you read each word, it's done, been and gone, in the past, and will never recur. Even if I write an identical sentence now, it's still not the same thing. And now the repeat is past as well. Where am I? Where are you? Now, in the past, when I wrote it, I was here. But now I'm somewhere else, further down the page. I was there, but in terms of my lifespan, and I haven't physically moved other than moving the pencil on the page, I am now here. But you say, you're in the same place. How is this different? The energy has changed. All the atoms, electrons and so on, of which everything is composed, have moved. Everything is energy in eternal vibration. Everything in the universe is changing by an amount beyond understanding during every tiniest fraction of our lifespans. By the way, you may have noticed I'm using the term lifespan instead of time. The latter doesn't exist, but lifespan does, and we all have one. For most of it, we're focused on three ideas: where we've come from and who we are as a result, where we're going and who we want to become, and in a tiny minority, if at all, where and who we are right now. Trouble is, now has just gone. Then the future is happening continually, and now is unbelievably transient. But now is where and who we are, really, in reality, in truth. But what's happened, no past tense, is we've been trained or educated one way and another to view where we are now first in terms of the past, and then the future, where we've been and where we're going. We're not encouraged to just stop, to sit and watch for a moment, and really be in ourselves. Stop daydreaming and pay attention, the teacher would say. For me, that was quite often in a Latin lesson. But just sitting, watching, and indulging in the present moment or series of moments is something we must do for a myriad of reasons. There are methods people have come up with, such as meditation and mindfulness, but we don't need to be particularly aware just to watch, listen, smell, feel, and be in the moment. Just don't try it while you're driving. It does need a bit of discipline to shut out the future and past with thoughts like, what does this mean? And I covered that a bit last time, but it can be done, and is the most beneficial activity you can do, even if only for a few moments each day.